Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As I'm sure you know, I post my Brian Lehrer video picks each week on the WNYC website. And for all you devoted followers of the feature, I have to offer an apology. If you tried to watch our video picks last Sunday afternoon, you may have seen this message: YouTube not available. I swear it wasn't my fault. I did not break the internet last Sunday. In fact, it was Pakistan. That's right, Pakistan accidentally shut down YouTube on Sunday afternoon. To help explain just how that happened — they were trying to shut down something — is the Wall Street Journal's Jane Spencer. She wrote about the shutdown in today's paper, and she's in Hong Kong. Hello from New York, Jane. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks. Hi, Brian.
So what exactly happened on Sunday in Pakistan?
Well, it is such a bizarre tale. It actually started on Friday when Pakistan's government decided that they wanted to block access to a particular video on YouTube, which is fairly common in Pakistan to censor the internet. So they decided that this video, which they say was so incendiary and so anti-Islam that it could spark riots, they sent out a message to all the ISPs and all the internet service providers in Pakistan saying, you need to block this video. But what ended up happening was this message that was only intended to stop access to YouTube in Pakistan shut down the site worldwide.
So for a while, the entire world's traffic was being routed through Pakistan in some way?
Essentially, everybody who was trying to log into YouTube was being redirected to an address in Pakistan. Now, I'm not a tech geek, and I can't explain it in great detail, but it's something known as black holing, and it was a message sent out around Pakistan's network that was supposed to stay in Pakistan. But because of a really unusual error, a network in Hong Kong that handles traffic leaving Pakistan communicated this message all over the whole internet. So everyone was affected by Pakistan's attempt to ban this one video.
Tell us more about the clip. I gather it was from a Dutch politician.
Well, according to Pakistan, the clip was related to a movie being made by a very controversial Dutch politician named Geert Wilders, who is this anti-immigration guy who denounces the Quran and speaks out against Islam at every chance he gets. On Fox News recently, he said something like, "Our culture is far better than a retarded Islamic culture." So he's a real flashpoint in Muslim communities around the world and in non-Muslim communities around the world because of his attitudes. And he's been promising to come out with this movie, and apparently some sort of trailer for the film or some sort of preview for the film was up on the site. And the Pakistan government, you know, obviously Pakistan is kind of a tinderbox of tensions right now. They thought it was so inflammatory it might incite riots, and they thought it might cause a similar reaction that the Mohammed cartoon caused in 2006.
Yeah. Is it there now for the rest of the world to see?
It's not. It's been taken down. YouTube won't confirm what was on the link, but YouTube has removed the link that was banned by the Pakistan government. YouTube has a policy against hate speech. They say, you know, we encourage free speech, but they do have a very strict policy against hate speech.
So yeah, some of the language, right. Quote, "We encourage free speech and defend everyone's right to express unpopular points of view, but we don't permit hate speech," unquote. So,
exactly.
So it sounds like this is something for which the government of Pakistan could have appealed directly to YouTube and asked them to just do it centrally rather than trying to go through every internet service provider in the Eastern world.
That's a very good point. It probably would have been more efficient, because it seems like YouTube was happy to take down the clip. But there is another theory out there about what the Pakistan government was trying to do. There are a couple of civil rights groups in Pakistan who say that it had nothing to do with the Geert Wilders film, because there's anti-Islam stuff all over the internet. In fact, Wikipedia has those cartoons printed on its entry about the riots over those Muhammad cartoons in 2006. So these civil rights groups say that what the government was actually trying to do was shut down access to YouTube entirely in Pakistan because there's so much anti-Musharraf material on Pakistan, on YouTube.
On YouTube, an ulterior motive then.
Exactly, that they were using the Dutch clip as an excuse to block everybody's access to materials sort of protesting the government and speaking out the government.
Right. But that's one of the amazing things, frankly, about YouTube and the internet in general, is you can't really block everything that's going to go up against a particular politician or government. It's just only like sticking your finger in the dike because the stuff's going to get through. I know China has this massive system of, maybe you're in Hong Kong, maybe you know a lot more about this than I do, supposedly tens of thousands of internet censors who are constantly crawling the web looking for things that they don't want Chinese people to see. But I mean, come on, how long can that work?
Exactly. I mean, everyone's dying to know exactly how it works in China, but it's an incredibly complex system involving software and monitors, and people just get around it. It's the internet. I mean, and that's why one thing that goes on in Pakistan is their network can only block things at the site level. They can't block a specific URL because of the technology and the type of routers they have.
Uh-huh.
So they can't block one video on YouTube. They have to block the entire site. But the civil rights groups will say that's just an excuse. I mean, everyone agrees that the explanation of their technology is true, and they're actually trying to update it so they can block more narrowly. But at the moment, they can't block a video on YouTube in Pakistan. They have to block the entire site.
So I get that you're not a tech geek, but how exactly was how much of the internet brought down? I mean, how much of YouTube brought down around the world by what the Pakistani government did, as far as you understand it?
I think people all over the world were having trouble accessing the site, at least for a couple of hours. And I don't know if it was across the board, but it was definitely pretty widespread in the U.S. and in Europe and well outside of Asia. And I've heard a couple of people have told me they had trouble all day. So the message started going out from Pakistan on Friday. So it may have taken a while to kind of crawl around the world. But YouTube says it was out for about 2 hours worldwide. But I think there may have been some pockets of trouble before it became a full-scale global problem.
And there was some
problem.
Routing station or something in Hong Kong that was involved with this? Or do I have that right?
Uh-huh. It's a Hong Kong phone company, PCCW, which controls some of the exit traffic from Pakistan. So they were, I mean, their network connects to the one that was sending this message, and somehow they relayed this message around the world. So everyone's sort of pointing fingers right now, but some people are pointing at the Hong Kong phone company and saying that's where this message should have stopped.
I think they were really aiming at the spoof of the Will I Am Obama video that we had up on our video pics last week. But, you know, maybe it really
that's
was
this possible.
Maybe it really was this Pakistan thing. I don't know.
I heard people in Pakistan were really upset about that.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting. All right, Wall Street Journal reporter Jane Spencer in Hong Kong. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer with, of all things, a cookbook, along with Kevin Walters, who owns the Creole Restaurant and Music Supper Club on 3rd Avenue in East Harlem. Stay with us.